Since the 1600s, the cork and corkscrew have been the usual implements to seal and unseal a bottle of wine. Cork is light and impermeable and can last up to 50 years, and for many wine drinkers, cutting the seal and dragging out the cork are part of the romance of the drink. But the wine cork is under attack, and not just from those rubbery cork substitutes. The latest fashionable bottle stopper for wine is the metal screw cap. The question is, will wine drinkers accept this as a substitute for the ceremony of the cork? NPR's John McChesney reports.
Check out the contents of the wine selections in a roadstop convenience store, and you will find wine sealed with screw caps, but it's the kind most people associate with street people in brown paper bags.
Yeah, images of railroad tracks come to mind.
Randall Graham is the president and vintner of Bonnie Dune Vineyards in Santa Cruz, California. His winery is one of the pioneers using metal screw caps. Dangling from the neck of the winery's Ca del Solo, a mid-level wine, is a little folder explaining the screw cap. On the cover is a metal screw twisted into a question mark.
I'm hoping that this translates to our unconscious as, are you getting screwed? And then if you open up the little brochure, you see the answer. And the answer is really yes and no. You know, yes, it is a screw cap, but no, you're not getting screwed, because it's actually a really clever way to seal a bottle of wine.
Graham bottles 80,000 cases of Ca del Solo, but how about Bonnie Dune's more expensive wines that can cost over $30 a bottle? Do they get the screw as well?
Absolutely. We're hoping to get all of our bottles into screw caps as soon as we possibly can.
There are a few other high-end wineries in the Napa Valley that are beginning to use the screw cap on expensive wines. One of them, Plump Jack, sold its Cabernet Sauvignon Reserve for $135 with a screw cap and charged $10 less for the corked version. But the leaders in this movement are in Australia and New Zealand, where over 40 producers are sealing some of their wines with screw caps. Why? Because of something called cork taint, which affects a high percentage of wine. Again, Randall Graham.
It could be anywhere from 5 to 10% of the bottles affected, and that's a huge percentage. And it's a very subtle thing, and most people don't recognize it. It can be a very musty smell, sort of like an old closet, or it could just simply be an attenuation of the qualities of the wine. It's not as fruity, it's not as expressive, it's just not as good as you remembered it.
Cork taint is caused by a tongue-twisting compound, 2,4-6-trichloroanisole. It's a natural compound, but it can be detected by the nose in quantities as little as a few parts per billion. The cork industry hasn't figured out exactly what causes cork taint. Cork is left to cure on the forest floor after it's harvested, and it may get moldy from rain. The cork industry is well aware of the threat to its existence and has begun to eliminate forest curing and is testing extensively for the taint. But for some quality winemakers, the results so far are not good enough to risk their best wines. But some cynics might wonder, is this just a way for winemakers to save money?
We'll save money on the cost of the cork. Corks are very expensive. Good corks are ruinously expensive. The cost of the screw caps is quite minimal. The problem is the availability of bottles, and where you save a little bit of money on the screw cap, you are just facing ruination in the cost of your new bottles.
Of course, that would change if the screw cap gains acceptance and bottles are produced in larger numbers. So what about consumer acceptance? Are people ready to abandon what Randall Graham calls the pop and circumstance of wine? We asked Chuck Hayward. He's the wine buyer for an upscale San Francisco wine store called The Jug Shop. He's enthusiastic about screw caps and keeps those wines together in a special location in the store.
We've had zero problems with it. One winery, Jeffrey Grosset, presents a premium Riesling from Australia. It's $30 a bottle. And in the year 2000, we got half the bottles in screw tops and half in cork. And we asked our customers, which one do you want? 80% pick screw tops. The biggest resistance we've heard is mostly restaurants. I think restaurants have a real concern about how to present it, that maybe, you know, the waiter doesn't need to be there because they don't need the professionalism of the corkscrew. You know, you could put it on the table and the customer could do it themselves, so who needs a sommelier?
Hayward expects more and more wineries to experiment with screw caps to find out if customers discover enough quality improvement to make them abandon their love of the cork ritual. If they do, Portugal will pay the heaviest price. That country produces 50% of the world's cork. John McChesney, NPR News, San Francisco.